In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good evening. So the theme that we see across the readings today is that God provides. That He healed the woman in the gospel today. He healed the people who came to Him. And He fed the people when they were hungry. God provided in their time of need. That's what we're rejoicing over. When St. Paul says, rejoice, it's because of the providence of God that He gives us what we need. In St. Paul, he says, have no anxiety about anything because of the works of God within our life. That these people come before Jesus, but they do not leave empty. And so we must trust that when we come before Jesus, we too will not leave away empty. But in the world today, there's a lot of anxiety and there's a lot of fear. And what these things do is they take away our joy. But we are called to be joyful Christians. What does that mean to have joy? It means that our lives, both inwardly and outwardly, glorify God. To have joy means that we have peace in a known and loved good, which is God Himself. This is why Paul says, have no anxiety, because when we have peace, we cannot have anxiety. Peace and anxiety cannot coexist together. And people search their whole lives for joy. And many people only find moments of happiness. But there's a difference between a moment of happiness and a lifetime of joy. And so when we come to experience joy, we live in harmony between us and God, between what God has imprinted upon our hearts. And we lose our joy when there's a disconnect between us and between God. And again, we can look around the world today and we can see there's so much unrest. There's such a lack of peace that's present within people's lives. Why? Because they don't have the peace of the Lord within them. They're not seeking Christ. There's a lot of truth to the saying that the world needs Jesus. So many people attempt to place their identity and their happiness in things of the world. But the truth is that if the world sought Jesus more, and if they placed their identity in Jesus, then there would be more peace and less unrest within the world today. But again, people claim that, you know, I'm this or I'm that. I belong to this or I belong to that. We can go to social media, right? It's so easy to just go on Facebook, go on Instagram and see Chaldeans for this, Chaldeans for that. But what that does is it takes our identity as sons and daughters of Christ and it makes us something else. And we think, okay, I am doing a good thing, but what it does when you place your identity in something else is it sows discord. It takes away the harmony. It takes away peace from your soul because you have now identified yourself as something except a son or daughter of God the Father. But when we identify as children of God, that is when peace comes into our souls. That's when our lives begin to change. I was reading from St. Ignatius of Antioch the other day. He's a martyr who wrote between 90 AD to 110 AD. So he was an early follower of Jesus Christ. He probably actually knew John the Apostle. I was struck by one of the lines that he wrote. He says, as sons of the light of truth, flee divisions and evil doctrines. Flee divisions and evil doctrines. Run away from them. Why? Because division destroys peace and evil doctrines destroy truth. And we can't have joy if we don't have peace and if we don't have truth. And again, there's so much of this happening in our society today, right? There's so much division. We can see it within society, within the community, within families, maybe even within the church. And it's such a terrible thing that that is present. And it just keeps getting worse and worse. And we might think, well, when is all of this division going to come to an end? When people, when society, when communities, when our hearts come to seek Jesus Himself, when we place our lives in front of Jesus and allow Him to be that which places peace within our hearts. And it's easy to be sucked into the division, right? To become a part of the problem. That we can do things, we can say things, we can even think things that contribute to it. But if our thoughts are always focused on our eternal salvation, if we always think about what am I doing and what am I saying, how is what my actions and my words contributing to my salvation, contributing to bringing peace and joy within my heart? How is what I'm doing and saying contributing to bring joy and peace within the world? It will change us and it will change the world if we merely think about that. It's our job to defend the truth. There's no doubt about that. That we as Christians, as followers of Christ, are called to defend the truth of Jesus and what He desires to bring the world. But we are to do it in such a way that our words, thoughts, deeds, and actions glorify God. That we are to do it in a way that we bring those individuals who are blind, who maybe can't speak, can't hear, they refuse to see the truth, that we are called to bring them to Jesus. Think about the gospel today. It was the crowds who brought all these people who needed to experience healing within their lives. We are called to be those crowds that bring people to the truth of Jesus. Pope St. Paul VI tells us, "It is indeed in the midst of their distress that our fellow brothers and sisters need to know joy, need to hear its song." And so we are called to bring those people. When we see people who are living in denial of the truth, who are not fully at peace within their lives, we are called to bring them to our Lord. And then what happens? Well, these people come to become followers of Christ. The crowds and the people who were healed says they followed Jesus 3 days to the point of where they did not eat for 3 days and they were hungry. And Jesus says, "I do not want to send them away because I don't want them to faint." That Jesus cared not just about their spiritual nourishment, not just providing for their spiritual needs, but He cared about their physical needs. And so when we follow Jesus to that point, to the point of where we are empty, where we empty ourselves fully for Jesus and allow Him to be the one that fills us, allow Him to be the one that provides for our needs, we allow Him to be the one that fills us with joy, that fills us with truth, that fills us with Jesus. And when we are filled with Jesus, we're less likely to be swayed by people's words and people's actions. We're less likely to give in to division. We're less likely to be a part of the problem. We're less likely to follow or to kind of give in to these false, evil doctrines that people teach, because we know what the truth is. Just as peace and anxiety can't coexist, truth and lies cannot coexist. Where truth is, lies cannot be present. So when we're rooted in Jesus, we're rooted in the truth, and we're less likely to be swayed by these doctrines that people are trying to push on us. Now, during the time of St. Ignatius, when he was writing, there were so many false doctrines that were coming out about who Jesus is, about the Eucharist, and it was St. Ignatius who defended the truth because he was rooted in Jesus Christ, and he was rooted in the gospel. And so from that, he was able to stand up and defend the truth. Now, we may not face the same exact manipulations of the truth that Ignatius faced, but we do face different ways where people manipulate and twist the truth to fit their own agendas, right? To fit their own opinions or ideas. One of the biggest types of manipulations that we find today is Catholics who support abortion, or Catholics who support people who support abortion. That they twist the truth of the teaching of Jesus in order to fit their own agendas, in order to drive their own ideas into society. But what we must do is flee from these evil doctrines. It's literally run from them and run to Jesus, to the truth. Because that's where the truth is. That's who we come to. In front of the cross, in front of the Eucharist, in front of the Word of God. That is where truth lies. And that is who we must seek when we get these divisions, when we have evil doctrines, false doctrines being pushed our way. And so this week, what we must do is reflect upon the areas of our own lives where there may be some disharmony between us and God, where there may be some divisions in our own lives, where there may be some areas where we may believe false teachings, or we may try to have others push their false teachings upon our lives. And let's approach the Lord, let's come before the Lord and ask Him to enlighten our minds. Let's approach the Lord like the Canaanite woman did, in humility and recognizing who we are and who God is, trusting that God can be the one who provides for all of our needs. To quote the great Pope again, Paul VI, he says, "The joy of being Christian, of being united with the church, of being in Christ and in the state of grace with God is truly able to fill the human heart." So this week, let's rejoice in the Lord, right? Let's have that joy fill our hearts. The truth and peace of Jesus Christ to consume our hearts. And so let's always pray and seek that, so that in all moments of our lives, it may be the burning truth of Jesus Christ that consumes us. Amen.